Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You're about to hear something you never hear on this show.
What?
Just never.
What happened?
The pessimistic side of... Oh, wait. The pessimistic side of Steve. You're about to hear something you always hear on our show.
All right.
Steve is going to take... We found this story.
Oh, okay.
That's really happy.
Yeah.
And we're going to see if Steve... It's short.
Okay.
It's cute.
Okay.
It makes me think about puppies and unicorns and rainbows. And I don't think you can ruin it.
Wow, look at throwing down the gauntlet.
Perhaps you can.
Just an average guy. Mostly clouded in a sodded skirt. Do you think you can ruin this?
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Oh, are you going to do the change the voice?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Lindsay and Tanner Rabbi.
It's my favorite part.
What?
Lindsay
and
Tanner.
This is my normal voice.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Ask anybody who listens to our show. This is the way I talk. Lindsay and Tanner Rabbi needed a flower girl for their wedding, and they knew exactly who to ask. They asked their four respective grandmothers and great-grandmothers to stand in. Lindsay said, "I knew as soon as I was engaged, I wanted to involve my grandmothers. I felt so blessed to have them all there, so I wanted them to be involved, too." Can Steve ruin four beautiful octogenarians?
Wow, okay.
Walking down the aisle in beautiful taffeta dresses.
Yes.
Flinging rose petals and leaving a trail for the virgin bride come down.
Okay. I love you for trying.
What? Love me for trying?
Yeah.
There's no rune in this. This is beautiful. We picked a short one.
We did.
It's heartfelt. Unruinable.
Okay, can I ask you, because you're...
Oh, it's when you start doing that, can I ask? Okay. Excuse me, can I just one more little thing?
Because you have experience with weddings and I do not.
Yes.
Okay, in a wedding,
yep.
If I remember correctly, they made them flower girls, these great-grandmas and great, they're the flower girls?
Yeah.
Last I checked, aren't flower girl, the flower person, usually the dog now, or is it a pet?
No,
usually
so what are we mad that we're putting the dog out of work? Oh, you're calling the grandma's dogs?
I'm saying, basically, this wedding couple just christened these elder octogenarian, these great grandmas. They gave them a job that's had less. This has less.
You give it to a three-year-old.
Thank you. Yeah, don't you usually pet or the rings? Don't you usually do the pet ring thing or the three-year-old?
There are some, yes.
Basically, they took these, they showed them disrespect.
That's not, well.
We're going
to
demote you. You're going to be nowhere near the altar, nowhere near the wedding party. We're going to give you a bunch of dead flowers to spew about.
The grandmothers would normally be walked down the aisle
That's
anyway.
That's another thing. Aren't they like escorted and they get their names announced and stuff?
Yeah.
They're like a special to walk grandma
so now
in.
You made them actually work.
Yes, you've demoted them to where they're just shoved to the side and they're like dead flowers are in.
And then there's the issue. Oh my god, you got me thinking about it, because then there's some three-year-old girl who's like, they're Lindsay and Tanner are getting married, like, do I get to be a flower girl?
She had in her head she's gonna be the flower. Nope. She lost out to like 80-year-old bats. 80-year-old. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's just the way I see. They purposely disrespected the old ladies. Yeah. Give them dead flowers. Here. Mm-hmm. This is your job.
Well.
Lesser than the pet with the rings.
This was fun.
I'm sorry.
Just an average guy.
It's my favorite song.
Why do I put myself through this?
Do you think he can ruin this?
Didn't think he could.
Yeah. Can Steve ruin this?
Yeah. Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.